On March 21st, 2011, this is Pulling You number 55. Greetings, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. On day 4 on avoidance, elimination, and end plays, we're going to take a little diversion. Let's talk about dangerous opponents. Okay, here we go. Dangerous opponents. Oh, sure, our opponents are dangerous enough, but what are the dangerous conditions associated with those dangerous opponents? Well, one, we're playing in no trump, the classic one. They lead the top of a long-running suit. They're trying to win the race, and in no trump, it's all about winning the race who can promote their suit the quickest. This would be a classic example. This condition might even happen in a suit contract, though. Perhaps they keep leading that long suit when they get in or their partner gets in to play that suit, and we have to start roughing, and sooner or later, we're getting low on trump. And speaking of trump suits, another might be is when we have a long side suit, perhaps in a minor. One of the players leads the suit. We look at the dummy, 4 in the dummy. We have maybe 3, 4, or 5 in the suit ourselves. We can sense a rough coming up right away. We may want to start playing trumps, but if we're going for finesse in the trump suit and the other opponent gets in, the dangerous opponent, the one who can lead that suit a second time, they could start setting up for roughs, winning a trick, setting up a roughs. You get the picture. And how about when we have tennises on a side suit, perhaps a King Jack, or maybe just a Queen 10-9. Yes, if the right-hand opponent gets into the lead, bad things can happen right away. So we have to be careful. Sometimes our right-hand opponent might be the dangerous opponent, playing through us to their cooperative partner, only too eager to promote their honors that are above our honors. So let's begin our journey by taking a look at no-trump contracts. Some of these principles, of course, could be used in suit contracts as well. Our first hand, we have a suit where the left-hand opponent is leading a king. It looks like it's the top of a sequent suit. When the dummy comes down, we see that there is a 5 and the 4 in the hand, and we have ace-3-2 in our hand. Okay, how do we want to play the suit? Do we want to win it right away? Well, if we're gifted and have 9 tricks on side suits, by all means. Or perhaps if we have a unprotected, unguarded honor in another suit, we may feel that we don't want them to get in on another suit and lead through us. So these are some considerations. Aside from that, though, we may want to disrupt the communications, the transportation between the east and the west hand. So we might wait till the third time to win the trick. Why the third time? Well, the rule of 7 says if we take the combined number of cards between our two hands, 5, subtract them from the magic number of 7, this is the number of times we would hold up. So we would hold up twice. We would win the third trick with the ace. So this would be where we would win the ace on the third trick. At this point in time, when the suit is played, then what happens? They have 2 left. It was a 5-3-3-2 suit. 5 over here by west, 3 ourselves, 3 by east, their partner, and 2 in the dummy. At this point, if the west gets in, they're going to win 2 extra tricks in no trump. So in this case, west is the obvious dangerous opponent. Okay, in our next hand, we're in 3 no trump. Our left-hand opponent has made a weak 2 opening showing a 6-card suit. In this case, they have ace, queen, 10, 6 times in spades. But they lead another suit. They don't like leading away from these tennises. So we're in. We have maybe 25, 26, 27 points. Maybe we've got 16 points in hand, and our partner's got 10 in dummy. Who's the dangerous opponent this time? Correct. This time, east is the dangerous opponent because if east gets in, they're going to play through our unguarded or unprotected honor, this king third, and before you know it, they've won the one trick, and they're looking at another 6 more. We are not going to make 9 tricks. So when we're thinking about finesses, we want to play through the player that is dangerous. East being dangerous, we would play low in another suit up to our suit where we can have some finesses. And if west should win on that side suit, they still cannot come back in this threatening suit, can they? So we normally play through the dangerous opponent. Okay. In this next hand, we have 2 little in the dummy opposite king third in our hand. It's pretty clear that east is the dangerous opponent if they play through us, at least so far. But as the plot develops, They lead a 9 to a little in dummy. A 10 is covered, third hand high. We have to win with our king, or they're going to go ahead and clear the suit. At this point, no matter who gets into the lead, they'll set up four tricks, four west, won't they? So yes, east was the dangerous opponent, but once they knocked out our honor, and they still have enough entries to get to the other hand, we have to take our tricks now. Either player is going to be a dangerous opponent in this situation. Okay, let's say the lead from west is the top of a broken sequence, the 10. Be a little overtaken by the jack by the east hand, and we would need to win with our king. Then they would be entitled to the rest of the tricks. But let's say that what happened was that lead was in another suit. West had led another suit. At this point, we see that our king third, at least we're happy that it's opposite three, so we have six placeholders. How many tricks would we lose when east gets in? Well, it all depends, doesn't it? In this case, we're going to lose four tricks, but this is because it's a 4-3-3, and we know that that's not a very likely scenario. It's more likely a 5-3-3-2, in which case we would lose five tricks. Let's say that it was a singleton over here. Well, in that case, we're going to lose six tricks, aren't we? We have no intermediate values here, unfortunately, in the north and the south hand. It's all or none. So when west leads, we're going to have to take with our king. If east is leading the suit, it depends on the good graces of how many they have in the east hand. The more that they have over us in the west hand, the more possible tricks in the west hand, the more dangerous the east hand becomes. Okay, let's imagine now that we've identified a dangerous opponent in another suit, one of their long suits. Now we're in the lead and we're turning the attention to our suit. In this case, we have ace, jack, nine, little, opposite king, 10, eight, little. We can finesse the queen either way. In this case, let's imagine that we've identified east as the dangerous opponent. How would we want to play this suit? Okay, good. We'd want to go ahead and play the ace first of all, and then we're going to run the jack and see if it holds. If it loses, if the queen is over in the west end, fine. That's okay in our other suit. We now have some protection because west is in the lead. In other words, what we want to do is we want to play through the dangerous opponent. If east is dangerous, we want to play the finesse through that player. Let's take a look at the corollary. Let's imagine that west is the dangerous opponent. In this case, we would play the king, and then we would run the 10. If east gets in, fine, no problem. So we need to think about playing through the dangerous opponent and putting the non-dangerous opponent into the lead. Okay, bridge friends, thank you for attending part one of our session on the dangerous opponent as it pertains to avoidance, elimination, and end plays. For those of you with the free Bridge Hands membership, please come on down. Sign in for part two, where we'll have more discussion on No Trump as well as suit contract for the dangerous opponent. And for those of you with the premium and ultra memberships, also please log in to part three, where we'll have hands-on bidding and commentary for, yes, more on the dangerous opponents. Okay, all, thanks for coming. Hope to see you soon. Bye for now.